traveling to Buffalo with a message. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Hours from now, President Biden and the First Lady will arrive in Buffalo, New York, to offer encouragement and condolences to the families of the weekend's mass shooting. Police call it a racist rampage. President Biden is expected to call it terrorism. Fox's Kevin Cork has more on the investigation.
FBI Director Chris Wray is calling Saturday's shooting in Buffalo that left 10 people dead and many others injured a, quote, targeted attack, a hate crime, and an act of racially motivated violent extremism. Now, as you probably have heard, officials believe that the suspect was, in fact, targeting Black Americans. And prosecutors are now weighing hate crime charges, as authorities are now saying some obvious signs were missed. The teen in custody was actually flagged for threatening to shoot up his high school in New York State, but he apparently wasn't added to a list that might have kept him from getting a weapon.
Friends are remembering the man who lost his life trying to stop a gunman at a church in Southern California. They are hailing Dr. John Cheng as a hero.
He was adamant that everybody should know how to defend themselves.
Jana Gerardini worked with Cheng. His dying efforts allowed parishioners to capture and hogtie the gunman. Police identified him as a Chinese-born David Cho and say he was motivated by hatred of Taiwan. Elon Musk says his offer to buy Twitter cannot go forward unless the company can show that less than 5% of its accounts are fake or spam. Some analysts believe Musk is trying to drive down the purchase price for Twitter. And voters head to the polls today in five states to select candidates for parties in multiple races. And those grabbing the most attention, the U.S. Senate primary in Pennsylvania, tight race among three Republicans, despite former President Trump's endorsement for one. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The hits keep on coming for wallets at the pump. AAA says the national average rose for gasoline more than 3 cents yesterday, reaching a record $4.52 a gallon. In California, the average price topped a record $6 a gallon, and that's for regular. A man rents a car in Detroit and gets a big surprise.
The sketchy situation at this budget rental car at Metro Airport. First car Tay Smith got, a tire blew. Then the next one, Tay says the budget employee tells him this as he's hopping in for a road trip to Chicago.
And he was like, I hope you don't mind that I moved your loaded gun. So I was like, wait, are what?
Tay says the car clearly was not inspected before they handed him the keys. Airport police were called and confiscated the gun.
There's a lot of what ifs, like what if he had kids in the car?
Or what if they got pulled over? Try explaining that.
Jessica Dupnack with Fox 2, Detroit. New York City health officials say it's time to put your mask back on when you're indoors.
New York City health officials have issued an advisory urging New Yorkers to wear masks in all indoor public settings as the city nears high-risk COVID-19 alert status. That means wearing face coverings in grocery stores, offices, and building lobbies, among other places, regardless of vaccination status or past COVID-19 infection. Those at high risk of severe illness from the virus, such as those over 65, are being advised to avoid crowded settings, tough to do in the Big Apple, and non-essential gatherings. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
But at the Cannes Film Festival in France, they're getting ready to party after 2 years of pandemic-induced cancellations and changes. The annual movie mashup returns with a flourish, without all the reminders of COVID dangers. Dow futures up 348 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.